It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
If you're anxious to hear about this year's usage ballot for the American Heritage Dictionary, you're in luck.
That's what they say. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Good morning.
I don't think I'm anxious to hear about the usage ballot, but I will say that I am eager. That's on there, isn't it?
It is. So it's that time of year again. In the fall, I typically get the usage ballot from the American Heritage Dictionary because I'm on their usage panel. So it arrived in my email box, and I thought we should share a few of the things that are on there and absolutely the difference between anxious and eager and whether there should be a difference was on there. So it sounds like you don't like to use anxious to mean eager.
No, I don't. And I'm sticking to it.
I have to say, I do use it to mean eager. And really, when you think about it, we're talking about the phrase anxious to, because I think for most of us, if we just say, I'm feeling anxious, then we're worried. But when I'm anxious to do something, it could mean that I'm actually looking forward to it.
Sure. Blur the lines. Go right ahead. Here's another one. Advocate or advocate for. What's going on with that?
This was the first question on the usage ballot this year. And it made me think, goodness, am I just going to accept everything on the ballot? So they were asking whether it was okay to say advocate for. The examples included things like, I'm going to advocate for my students. Now that I think many of us would say is fine. Now, if you're going to advocate for an initiative, are you advocating for the initiative or are you advocating the initiative? I think I could do either, but I probably use the for more often. I did an informal poll of students in my class. They really like the for.
So that's something fairly new then?
Well, it's coming into the language, and I voted completely acceptable on the ballot.
Aren't you sweet? Finalize. What about this one?
How do you feel about the verb finalize?
I have no problem with it.
I don't either. But when I looked at the history of this, in the late 1960s, 90% of the usage panel did not like this verb.
Why?
They thought it was too bureaucratic. But I have to say the example sentences, which were things like once we finalize our plans or the divorce was finalized, I thought that is completely acceptable. And I wrote it. And that's exactly how I voted.
They just need to get over it. Now, there was one that you mentioned, hot button fashion. I've never heard of this. What is that?
And I hadn't either. So it was I was going through the ballot and I'm voting acceptable, acceptable. And I thought they're going to think I didn't even read the ballot. And then I hit hot button fashion. And they had two sentences. One was about hot button issues. I said, well, that's fine. And then it was hot button fashion, which was supposed to refer to popular fashions. And I thought, I have never heard of this. I went and looked in databases. I couldn't find it. Polled my students. They said, we don't say this. So that one I said, somewhat unacceptable.
Well, I'd say we have a hot button segment on Sunday mornings. Thanks, Ann.
Thanks, Rena.